President Sue Buchak from MSTC. First of all, heavy metal bus tour coming through your campus today. Your campus has been working with people getting out of high school, but now you get a chance to address the younger crowd that may be here in a year or two.
Right. What we're finding is that the younger generation, they're thinking about careers and making decisions really very early on. So for us to have an opportunity to show them a little bit about manufacturing careers and the programs Mid-State Technical College offers is a great opportunity for us as well as for the students that were here today.
Have you found that it's a challenge or actually quite easy working with the high schools and the middle schools to get to this age group?
Really, that relationship between Mid-State Technical College and our K-12 system in Wisconsin Rapids and our district in Stevens Point, as well as Marshfield and Adams Friendship, has been growing stronger all the time. It's easy to work with them. They really have a strong interest in giving their students information so they can make informed choices.
You have a centennial celebration underway this year. Tell us about that.
Well, we've had a whirlwind of activities. This is our birthday. We're 100 years old, and it has just been an exciting week. You asked about our K-12 partnerships. Last Thursday, we had over 500 K-12 high school students on our campus. Our faculty and our employees came out en masse to showcase the programs we have, and they created some knock-your-socks-off experiences with hands-on activities.
Those hands-on activities, the ones the students remember.
Yeah, they really are. And it gives them a sense to say, well, what is it? We had a 3D printer, you know, so that people could come in and get some exposure there. We have an instrumentation program that had, again, lots of hands-on activities. We had students climbing trees with our urban forestry programs. We had people putting in resuscitation techniques with respiratory therapy. I mean, it was totally amazing.
And you still got other programs here as well. And what is the attendance like here? And are the programs filled, or do you have room for the students to come in?
Well, we have over 100 different certificates and programs that we offer. In terms of enrollments, when we talked about our centennial, probably about 1916, we had 200 graduates from our college. And now we've got 9,000 students that take at least one course from Mid-State Technical College. We have some programs that currently have robust enrollments, but we are always looking for ways where if there's an interest, we're looking to get people into those program areas. So we'd appreciate a call from anyone if they're thinking about starting at Mid-State Technical College.
Another angle that you have to look at from the management chain at the technical college is keeping in touch with the employers and the manufacturers to see what they need versus what is no longer needed so you can adjust.
Exactly. We're responsive. We celebrate our past, but we are looking to the future all the time. And we have a very strong connection with area employers so that we can be responsive and changing our curriculum, our courses that we offer. We have what they call advisory committees, and that is made up of employers and employees from the specific industry. We have one for each program that we have, regardless if it's service and health or technical industrial or business division programming. And we work closely with those employers to say, how are we doing, where can we improve, and what's coming up next in your future.
One of the future items is the changing of locations in Stevens Point. They had a little setback with a roof fire last week, but probably not much of a setback. How's that progress going?
Well, good. We were kicking up our heels and saying, whew, nothing can go wrong now. And then I got the word that said there was a roof fire. It took my breath away. But I was very glad to hear that it was a very small, very contained, about 4 feet worth of damage on the roof. So nothing that's going to slow us down. So we are right on time. We expect to be in and ready for our summer classes. And on June 4th, I would invite you and all of the people that are listening to us now to come to the Stevens Point. It'll be a centennial and an open house both, June 4th. And we're just so excited to get into the new location.
And that new location is going to give you a lot more space. Are you looking at additional programs there as well?
We have brought in some new programs. We've also taken this opportunity to expand the existing programs to meet the workforce needs. But gerontology is a program that will be new and it will be in that location, as well as the expansion of many of our business programs. And we're moving our early childhood education program over to the Stevens Point campus. It's close to the Children's Museum. There's a robust agreement that we have with UWSP, so it's just a really exciting time.
Anything you want to add today?
Just that I'm glad this 100-year birthday comes once every 100 years in terms of the excitement and the energy. I think a lot of our employees are, you know, they have put so much into the celebration we had on the Wisconsin Rapids campus. And next week, on the 22nd of October, we're going to be having our Marshfield Centennial, and as well as we'll have one in Adams Friendship and then one in Stevens Point, too.
Sue Buchak from Mid-State Technical College.